Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from ISO Energy and the president and CEO, Craig Perry. ISO Energy is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ISO and on the OTCQX under the symbol ISENF. Craig, what I want to first follow up on is some results on the first two drill holes from this hurricane zone of this LaRocque East property that you do currently still have drilling underway. The results are from just the handheld spectrometer, so they aren't actually assay results, but you do get some information that comes along with these results. Can you please simplify what the spectrometer results were showing you here?
Sure, Corey. Hi. Good to be speaking with you again. So, look, we had some good results there, very good results, in fact, you know, close into our previous drill hole, so we're stepping out modestly, of course. And the results there, what we announced were, you know, certain zones of over 20,000 counts per second. In previous successes, an explorer's report scintillometer results of being off scale when they're over 15,000 counts per second. So, you know, in previous times, we'd refer to those intercepts that we've got there as off scale. You know, there's a meter and a half at greater than 20,000 counts per second in our second drill hole, LE1902. So that, you know, we would normally say that that was off scale. We haven't done that this time. We're avoiding some of that discussion in that, you know, now scintillometers can measure counts per second at considerably higher rates than that and all the way up to 50,000 counts per second. I should point out that we did also see half a meter intercepted 50,000 counts per second there. So, look, that's very exciting. And, you know, when it comes to assays, that's the next step. And one of the cool things about exploration for uranium, of course, is you get to put out the scintillometer results, which give you an indication that there's strong mineralization there. And then you get another kick of the can when you put out the assay results a few weeks later. And what I would say is that if you look at those two drill holes, the intercepts that we've got there and compare those to our initial hole there that we drilled last year in that hurricane zone, you know, I think people can expect percents of uranium mineralization from those results. I don't know that the market's really fully appreciated the significance of those holes because we have deliberately avoided using some of that sort of former promotional nomenclature about off-scale mineralization. But certainly, you know, we're expecting percent plus type intervals and mineralization in both of those holes. So I'd expect we'll have some really good news out off the back of that when we get those assays in over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so the actual assay results, let's say a couple weeks out. But also, can you explain the whole strategy behind this drill program? As you said last year, you did have this nice result, but this is really just follow-up work, but it's not exactly infill drilling or anything. This is still very much exploration drilling, but following up on what was a nice hole last year.
Yeah, you're spot on, Corey. That's right. So, you know, very much at the earliest stages of exploration, I suppose we drilled that single hole last year. I'm very fortunate to discover high-grade mineralization then. You're never sure whether you're going to get, you know, that initial result would convert into a discovery. I suppose we're taking great confidence away from what we've done, the initial two drill holes, the fact that, you know, we've drilled all three holes we've drilled in that hurricane zone have hit significant mineralization. So that's a really good strike rate for an exploration program for me. I'm very impressed with what the guys have done there and really ecstatic with the results we're getting. You know, we'll continue to drill. I think hopefully we keep up that track record of hitting mineralization. But as you say, very importantly, it's early stages of exploration. We're focused at the moment on drilling along sections. So, of course, the mineralization in the Athabasca Basin typically sits on and trends along these graphitic conductors. And if people look at our presentation on an isoenergy.ca website, they'll see that conductive trend. We're drilling perpendicular to that, so on section. And that's where we've hit that mineralization so far. We're now sort of closing out that part of the drill program. We'll put out more results over the next couple of weeks as they come in as well on that sectional drilling. But then we're also drilling a long strike, so parallel to the host mineral structure. And of course, you know, that's the most telling and important factor in a deposit. That's where we'll get the scale we need to see. Steve Blower, our head of exploration here, talks about the Phoenix deposit, which is owned by Denison, one of the great high-grade mineral deposits in the Athabasca Basin. And he points out, he worked a lot on that deposit, he points out that that deposit is about 40 to 50 metres wide by 15 metres in thickness or depth and 350 metres long. So what we've done so far is confirm that we've got that width extent of about, 40 to 50 metres. We're looking at, confirming that. That's looking good. We're now confirming the depth extent, and I suppose that the drill holes that we've reported so far suggest that we've got a mineralised body there that's somewhere between 5 and 10 metres in thickness. So that's looking pretty good. And then the real test, as I say, comes along strike, and that Phoenix ore body is 350 metres long. We're hopeful that we'll have mineralisation of that sort of extent. And that comes from this next phase of drilling that we'll do over the next 4 weeks at that zone.
Okay, so that's the drilling that's underway now, is to test the strike extension.
Exactly, that's right.
Can you also address the depth at which these radioactive intervals, these counts per second, were seemed to be consistently hitting, right? Between about 315 meters to about 330 meters. Was this expected, having it down this deep?
Yeah, it was, Corey. That's exactly what we were targeting. We're targeting unconformity mineralization in large part here. That unconformity, of course, the unconformity is the geological boundary between those crystalline metamorphic basement rocks and the sandstone Athabasca Basin rocks that sit above that. And, of course, MacArthur River, Cigar Lake, some of the great deposits, high-grade deposits in the world sit at that unconformity. So that's what we were targeting, and that's what we've hit in this mineralization. We're also drilling in and under the basement, under the unconformity, into the basement, looking for structurally controlled basement-hosted mineralization like we have at our sister company or parent company, NexGen Energy, that Arrow deposit that NexGen has. We know and love that. That's now become one of the most important ore bodies on the planet for uranium. We're also looking for that style of mineralization under the basement. But that will be deeper, of course. Nice to hit some mineralization at a relatively shallow 320 meters.
All right, and I will post the link below this interview for anyone who wants to follow along with that news or even check out some of the figures, and I think more importantly, even the map of this LaRock East and where these drill holes have been. Just to wrap us up, you guys did raise money the later part of last year, and right now you are well cashed up to continue this drill program. Can you share with us about how much money you still have in the bank and, again, what that kind of news flow we can expect past just these next couple of weeks when we get these assay results in?
Sure, Corey. Look, we've got, that's right. We raised $5.5 million back in December. We've got around $6 million as of the end of the quarter in the bank. The drilling that we're doing at the moment, the budget for that is about $1 million. So I'd expect that by the end of February and the end of that drill program, we'll have of the order of $5 million in the bank, a little bit less than that. So we're really well positioned on that front. Of course, if we keep hitting mineralization, I think, we're going to have to do some soul searching as to what we do, whether we keep that drill program going. Typically what I'd like to do and what I, would have done when I worked for Rio Tinto was stop the program, keep the rig at site, get all of the assays back and sit down with the team, look at the geology, look at the mineralization and really understand what we've got and where to go next and how to optimally drill out or further explore that deposit. So, and we'll probably, as part of that, we'd do some geophysical work, resistivity surveys on the ground over the top of it, that sort of thing. So, plenty of news flow. We're very well funded, certainly throughout and for the rest of the year. And so plenty of firepower to do further drilling. But at the moment, you can expect over the next 4 to 6 weeks further further drill intercepts, further scintillometer results from the drilling, assays as they come in, and as I say up front there, that the assays could be very, very important and very interesting based on the scintillometer results we've seen so far. And beyond the assays, further work, so geophysical work, and look out for news on sort of our interpretation of the results of this drill program and indication of where we go next and when, if and when we continue drilling. So, you know, it's a really very, very exciting time for the company. You know, we remain really the only junior out there drilling high-grade uranium mineralization as this market kicks off. And I'd encourage your listeners on that front. I can talk till the cows come home about the macro picture in uranium supply and demand, but I'll let Tim Gidsell at Cameco do that. So look out for Cameco's quarterly news result in the next couple of weeks as well. That'll be very telling as to how the macro picture and the market for uranium is looking as well.
All right. There is the update from ISO Energy. I am a shareholder of ISO Energy, and I'm a shareholder because I like the aspect of really the only uranium junior that is exploring that is cashed up. So it's an exciting story right now, and we're going to keep following along with you. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Craig regarding anything that's going on within ISO Energy or even on the uranium sector, please email me at fleck@kereport.com. And I'm happy to put those in front of Craig. Craig, thank you again for your time, and we will be following up as we start to get some of those assay results.
Good on you. Thanks, Corey.